Ecclesiastes chapter 2. He was the envy of the world of his day, and like very few, it can be said that Solomon had it all. Leaders from distant countries visited him to see the magnificence of his prosperity and wisdom. And when Alexander the Great saw the breadth of his dominion, he wept, for there were no more worlds to conquer. Whoever has everything does not have to have a reason to fight. Under the sun, that is, without God, nothing happens while you're alive. The scenery changes. People come in and go out. That's all. There are no beginnings. Days are tacked on to days without rhyme or reason, an interminable, monotonous addition. However, it is not necessary to achieve it or to have it all. The ability to enjoy what we have is a gift from God, whether it is much or little. The end of the chapter makes it clear for us. For God has given wisdom and much learning and joy to the person who is good in God's eyes. Verse 26. Or, as another version says, if we please God, he will make us wise, understanding, and happy. There is nothing better for a man than that he should eat and drink and make his soul enjoy good in his labor. This also I saw, that it is from the hand of God. Verse 24. Lord, teach me to enjoy what you will give me this day, to be fully present, aware that I will never live this day again.